How can we monitor some of this research conduct at the level of publication? Okay, so I was an editor for 3 years of Language, Speech, and Hearing Services in school. And one of the things that that journal requires is something known as a cover letter. And in that cover letter, what you have to explain is who the authors are and what did they do? Okay, you have to explain. They participated in the data collection. They participated in the formulation of the research idea. They could, okay, you have to have some significant contribution. You have to report that the research adheres to basic ethical consideration for the protection of human or animal participants. Okay, that's what we talked about, the Belmont report. You have to say that it was approved by the IRB. Many times report the number of that approval. Okay. You have to get copyright approvals. If you're using other graphs or other information that is being reprinted here, you need the copyright approvals. That's the submitter's responsibility. I have to go get that. You have to say that the manuscript has not been previously published or submitted elsewhere. So if you've done that, then you're lying. You've got to let people know that. You also have to talk about conflicts of interest. They call this dual commitment. A conflict of interest would be that I stand to gain financially because of this research. The interesting thing is that ASHA this year even did that for submitting papers to present at the conference. I've never filled that out before. It was very interesting. I had to sign one of these waivers that I had no conflict of interest for the research that I wanted to do poster presentations on. So this is very important. We have to make sure that there's no conflict of interest or even a perceived conflict of interest, i.e. maybe my spouse works for a company that could benefit from this. Okay, and you'll have to explain and identify these conflicts if they exist and explain why they're not a conflict. And then they'll, you know, the publisher will ultimately make the decision.